Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis
is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia studios, well, technically not live. This is the podcast shortened rendition of Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real. Of course, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station. And at PS underscore Nation underscore. It's been a minute since I've talked to you, ATL and beyond. Of course, this is your weekly dive into the world of high school sports, and particularly here in Georgia. But of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard. So between a cruise vacation with the family, NCAA tournament, Hawks playing on Wednesday nights, it's been a minute since I've had a chance to talk to you, but glad to do so in this capacity and looking forward to doing so live next Wednesday as Prep Sports Nation returns to the airwaves on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 10 p.m. And so much to catch up with you on in the world of high school sports and just what's been going on in the world of me, Day-Day. So again, first off, first week out, it was for a vacation. Family and I had a wonderful time on a cruise. We were on Icon of the Seas, Royal Caribbean's newest and largest ship. And man, when I tell you, that thing is a floating city. It truly is. It's a masterpiece. I mean, when we would be ported up against other ships, literally you could see how some of these other ships could fit inside of this thing. And again, had a great time with the family. We took our entire family, my wife and I and all the boys, plus extended family, in-laws, parents and uncles and grandparents and cousins. So I think we were 19 deep, my wife said, was the tally. So great time, Icon of the Seas. Of course, if you follow me at the D Lewis for real, more so on Instagram, but I put a few pictures on Twitter as well. But on Instagram, you can definitely see a good crop of those photos and videos. And again, just had a phenomenal time. So, of course, then the NCAA tournament was in full effect. So had a night off for that. And then the last couple of weeks, Hawks in action on Wednesday nights. And unfortunately for the Hawks, they will not be in action again until October as their season came to an end. with their play-in round loss to the Bulls, 131-116, your final score. And, of course, all the hoopla now is what happens this offseason. Do they trade Trey? Do they trade DJ? Do they trade both? What will happen with this roster? What will it look like when the season kicks off in October? And you can catch all the commentary from all of our hosts from the morning shift with Mike, Bo, and Tiff, to the Steakhouse, to Andy and Randy, to Carl Dukes, to Dukes and Bell, and Chris Thomas tonight holding it down. Abe Gordon will hold it down with that conversation as well. Odyssey app, download it, absolutely free. Subscribe to any of the shows, all of the shows, and you can catch up on all of the conversations in regards to that. But right now, we're here to talk about high school sports. And again, this will be a shortened rendition of the show, as it's just a podcast version. So without further ado, we'll go ahead and get into the Prep Roundup.
It's time for the Prep Roundup
on Prep Sports Station on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, of course, so much happened while I was away. There's no way I can run through everything. Again, it's been about 3 weeks since I last spoke to you. But real quick, let's give some shout-outs and accolades like we like to do. One time for a couple of Lovett student-athletes. Lovett girls soccer's Ridley Newton, while I was away, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, reached her 100th career point. So congratulations. Also, Lovett boys lacrosse keeper Jack Youngworth reaching 200 career saves. Lovett track and field pole vaulter Malia Allman setting a school record with a vault of 9 feet and 2 inches. Westminster boys lacrosse's Mason Thies reaches 100 career goals. Heritage High School football in Conyers hires Rodney Cofield. Coach Cofield, obviously recently at McDonough, one time at Frederick Douglass, that is. He is the new head coach for the Heritage football team out in Conyers. Lambert swim and dives Noah Saylor committing to Alabama. And Hillgrove Hawks, how about this, winning region championships in boys and girls soccer, baseball, and track and field. And then the Westlake track and field team, Kiari Thompson setting a school record in the 800-meter run, 1 minute 51 seconds 91. And then the 4x100-meter relay team setting a school record at a time of 135.95. When that was set, it was the third top time in the U.S., but guess what? Druid Hills actually won that particular meet. These young ladies, 135.50. I got a chance to see them at one of the meets at McEachern maybe 3 weeks ago. And Druid Hills, low-key, has one of the best 4x1 relay teams in the state, without a doubt. So congratulations to all of you. All right, looking back, on Friday, got a chance to go check out the Harrison Hoyas as they defeated Stars Mill. And this is girls soccer action. 3-1 regular season finale for both of these squads. Both of them coming in with just one loss on the season. But for Harrison, that 3-1 win would give them a 17-1 regular season record. Of course, then they would turn and open up the GHSA Class 7A State Championship Tournament with a 10-0 win over Carrollton. That was on Monday, I believe. No, Tuesday. Today's Thursday. That was on Tuesday. So now up next, they'll take on Brookwood, who also is coming off of a big win, their final 12-0 over Colquitt County. So should be a good second-round matchup for Harrison. But following Harrison's regular season matchup, got a chance to catch up with head coach Jonathan Gross, who talked about the season, who talked about the Hoyas season.
I know sometimes this comes across as cheesy, but the girls really believe in each other, and they really love each other, and so they fight relentlessly for each other. And so they're just always there for each other. They're really intense, and with that being said, we got really good soccer players. Our front three is really, really dangerous, so you know, if you shut down our left winger, we've got a striker that can score. You shut her down, someone else can pop up. So we are able to sort of be dangerous in a lot of places. It makes us hard to defend.
All right. How, you know, obviously when you schedule, you know, got your schedule together, you didn't know what, you know, this matchup would look like. But both of you coming in, just one loss on the season. How important was it for you kind of see this kind of dominance, especially in that first half, against a team like Stars Mill?
Yeah, you know, we've been playing Stars Mill for years, and we always schedule them because they're always good. And you know, not only that, they have history, they have immense pride in their program, and you know that they're going to battle and fight. And you saw that in the second half, right? They score a goal and they make it a game. But I think for us it was really important to be able to have a game that intense where they closed space and defended that well. So it just makes you sharp having to move the ball and create chances against a team that's that good.
All right, postseason play begins next week for you all. What's the message over the next couple of days as you guys get ready for the
tournament? I think our message over the next couple of days is just to remember that we don't really have to do anything differently. We've been playing really well. We've got a bunch of talented players that fight hard. And you know, the playoffs, it's brutal, right? Oftentimes it literally comes down to one play in one moment. And so we're just going to keep working to be prepared for that moment. And hopefully we can keep building on what we did in the regular season.
Awesome. Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck.
All right, I appreciate it. Right. Thank you.
And again, that was head coach Jonathan Gross, Harrison Hoyt.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
His girls' soccer team, after their regular season finale win over Stars Mill, and then once again earlier this week picking up a big win to open up the GHSA State Championship Tournament, 10-0 over Carrollton, and now they'll get ready to take on Brookwood next week in round two. All right, action on the courts, tennis courts that is. Shouts out to the Riverwood Raiders opening up the GHSA Class 6A State Championship Tournament on the boys' side with a 3-0 win over Lee County, and they got it done in like 45 minutes thanks to singles 2 and 3, singles 2 featuring Taichi Shimizu, and then singles 3, his brother, Shimizu, and then dubs 1, the team of Mason Goldberg and Harrison Payne. Phenomenal day for them because it was also the first time they hosted a state tournament matchup on their home courts in like 5 years. So big day for Riverwood. Up next for them, I believe, is going to be Woodward Academy. We'll double check that here in just a second. But first, afterwards, got a chance to catch up with Coach Michelle Finley about the win and the season of the Riverwood Raiders boys tennis team.
It's good. It's nice to be at home. It's nice to play at home. We just came out and did our thing.
All right. Speaking of doing your thing, you did it really quickly. I want to say maybe like 45 minutes, maybe tops.
So. Yeah.
How impressed were you with that, with the guys just being able to come out and get right to it?
I think it was a tribute to them. They were real pumped up this morning, and they put in a lot of work. They all found each other this weekend and played together this weekend, and they were ready, man. They were ready, and they're hungry. 5 years is a while to not So these kids were in middle school when the last time the tennis team did well. So this is good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now you'll get ready for, obviously, you'll figure out who your opponent is for the next round.
Or Grove Town.
All right. And once you kind of get that nailed down, what's kind of the message? Kind of prepare for that, whoever it is.
Be us, man. You got to prepare for your game. You know, we can't control what anybody else does. So keep it in our own mind space and just get right.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, thank you.
And once again, that was Coach Michelle Finley of the Riverwood Raiders boys tennis team as they come off an opening round win 3-0 over Lee County. Congratulations again. First time hosting a tournament matchup, a GHSA tournament, I should say, matchup in 5 years. And up next for them, Woodward Academy next week. Finally, last night, in fact, what a night. The Campbell Spartans boys soccer team opening up the GHSA 7A State Championship Tournament, taking on North Paulding. Two teams, if you look on paper, almost evenly matched. I want to say North Paulding coming in at 10-5, Campbell 9-5, 9-6, or something another like that. But crazy matchup, because first off, it goes into overtime. But as regulation ends, lightning strikes. So we have the 30-minute weather delay. So at this time, I want to say it's like 10, but so we had to wait 30 minutes to get the two 10-minute overtime periods in. But when it was all said and done, it was the Campbell Spartans coming out on top. 2-1, your final. What a matchup. What a game for this young man, Sohan Patel, scoring both of the goals for the Spartans. And again, fantastic night, long night, but a great win for Campbell as they move on to the second round. Afterwards, got a chance to catch up with head coach Troy Connolly.
So we've had several games where we've gone through overtime, PKs. We've lost a game in PKs. We won the region championship on PKs. It's nothing the boys haven't seen before. And I think that helped a lot, even after the or during the weather delay. We were like, okay, we've been here before. Let's go. Like, we knew that we had a goal in us. Yeah, I'm just happy that they've shown the fight that they've shown.
All right. Biggest takeaway for you tonight, that you saw tonight, that you guys can build upon to get ready for the next round?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going to go take away some confidence from it. We had a plan coming in. We knew exactly what the other team was going to look like. They are a good team at frustrating their opponents. They weren't the best technically, but they are set up. They're well coached to play to their strengths, and that's exactly what they did. You can see that. That's why they've got 10 wins on the season. We knew that they were going to be dangerous in set pieces. Their goal came from a set piece or a long throw. I think we prepared as well as we could have, and that's what I'm happy about. Like, we came in, there was no surprises. I think we executed what we wanted to do, and I'm just happy with the result.
All right, if there was anything that you know, off top, I know you probably got to go back and look at some film, but if there was anything off top of mind that you feel like, okay, this is something we definitely want to clean up, what would that one thing, one or two things be?
Be a little cleaner, combining, going from the midfield and the final third. The cleaner we are there, the more chances we'll have on goal.
Awesome. All right, well, Coach, congratulations and good luck down the stretch.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for sticking around through the weather delay, man.
Yeah. All right, once again, that was Coach Troy Connolly, Campbell Spartans boys soccer team, as they pick up the 2-1 win in OT, weather delay, 30 minutes that is, over North Paulding to advance to the second round of the GHSA Class 7A State Championship Tournament. Up next for the Spartans, they will take on South Gwinnett. South Gwinnett coming off of a opening round win 6-0 over Richmond Hill, and that matchup will take place next week. How about that, though? 7 games, this matches this season, that the Campbell Spartans have had go to overtime. That is remarkable, man. So, woo! Anyway, that's going to do it for the recap. Lou, what I'm looking forward to before we get out of here, the baseball and lacrosse playoff brackets are pretty much set and ready to rock and roll. So, next week, we'll be diving into some of those matchups. We're going to check them out, and we'll make sure to keep you abreast on who's lined up where and who's going to take on who. In fact, I want to say by the time the show airs next week, we should have at least a few of the opening round games in the book, so we'll keep you updated on that. That's for baseball, especially. As far as lacrosse goes, again, they will also be getting things underway next week. boys and girls brackets pretty much about to be all set and lined up as they'll be wrapping up their regular seasons this week. So looking forward again to recapping whatever we get a chance to catch up. And in fact, they will begin this week. Yeah, they'll begin next week as well. So brackets should be filled out by week's end, and we'll keep you abreast and up to date on that. All right, short abbreviated version of the show. Just wanted to let you know we're back, and we're back live Wednesday. So make sure you're locked in. 10 p.m. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can download the Odyssey app to catch us any and everywhere you are. And would love to have your ears locked in as, you know, we check in on our local high school sports, man. Got to show them some love, right? That's what we do. All right, until then, be safe out there. Have a great time. Have a great weekend. And we will see you. This is Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.